Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. Queensland's anti-hooning laws are about to become even tougher, with the state government introducing new legislation this week. Spectators and organisers of meetups could soon be fined nearly $6,000, while cars seized from hoons may be used for crash and rescue practice. Slater and Gordon's work and road claims expert Peter Yivanich says the new laws are a step in the right direction in making sure our roads are kept safe.
We see the consequences of road accidents and the fatalities and the impact to families as a result of the roads being used in an incorrect way.
Young people in Townsville have singled out the environment, equality and discrimination, and mental health as their biggest concerns over the last 12 months. Mission Australia's youth survey also showed 1 in 8 locals aged 15 to 19 have worried about having a safe place to stay, and almost half of Queensland youngsters have felt the need for mental health support. State Director Stephen Vine says young people tend to rely on family and friends for support, but there'd be benefits in support through schools.
I think that's just where it's so important we listen to the young people. They've got the answers and they need to feel that they are being listened to and feeling supported.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in Townsville CBD. All 2, 3, 4 and 8 hour parking spaces are free throughout the month of December. During this time, council will be replacing the existing parking meters with around 110 new ones. These new meters will be coin, card and app operated for 2 hour parking spots and card and app operated for all 4 and 8 hour parking spaces. Taking a look at local sport, a Townsville hockey player could be representing our state at the national level next year. Kayla Barlett has been listed in the Flare Shadow squad alongside other under-13 girls from across regional Queensland and the southeast.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.